Off the top of the noggin right now. I can do it.
That's recording. Off the top of your noggin.
Off the top of my noggin, I can go.
That's probably going to be close to what the title will be for this. All right, sons of bitches, it's Thursday. We forgot to look at the other fucking games.
Let's look at the other games.
Well, fuck it. Here, you look them up. You look them up right now. Look at the Q's game, and we're going to do some shit. All right. You guys, it's Thursday. It's time for Lookie's Locks. And I got Marco with me here tonight at MarcoIndy32.
Yup.
How are you today on Thursday?
I'm feeling good. It's another podcast day. I actually just started up a podcast of my own, so I'm feeling great.
He's got his own podcast. He's going to do a little bit more NFL side, kind of.
Yeah, you know what? I'm doing NFL, college football, and I got some suggestions. I should really, with my personality, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but with my personality, I should, you know, also bring in some pop culture talk. And my buddy Cade also wanted to tag along in that too. So you know what? I'm throwing in everything.
What's pop culture at 17, 18 years old?
Julie? The middle schoolers are into vaping.
I saw that. You can vape now as a 12-year-old.
Legally, but they do have signs in the middle school that say no vaping zone now. That is true.
Dude, when I was in middle school, it was like a make sure you don't leave class early because Mr. Cohen will fucking open field tackle you in the soccer field north middle school. That's a true story. If you're in Mrs. Rogers' class in sixth grade, you saw that shit. So anyway, true story. He open field tackled some kid tried to run from school.
No.
Like, Mr. Cohen was like, what you worried about in middle school?
Like a Tariq Cohen uncle? Who's this guy? Tariq Cohen? You don't know Tariq Cohen?
No,
you got a football podcast?
No, dude. Pat Cohen.
I know. I'm just joking with you. Tariq Cohen, though. The running back for the Bears?
Yeah. Who cares about the Bears?
I know.
Did they win the other night?
They did. They beat the Seahawks.
With Fadakowski and Russell Wilson, finally. He's been garbage forever. He's been nothing but lucky. He had a few good years, maybe. But I think he's trash, and this will be his last year in Seattle.
We'll see.
He'll be a backup for the rest of his life after this year.
Whoa. That's bold.
Calling it that, what's his name? Russell Wilson will be a backup after this year for the rest of his career. You heard it right here. Lookie's Locks. Okay, look, I'm getting into it right now. So we're finally getting into, everybody gets into the conference, except for one. And we'll get to you later. Everybody else gets back into conference play here. Week 4. Super exciting. It's the Big Ten, there's big implications this weekend, and most of you know that. But in the SEC, every weekend there is a matchup. Every weekend there's a top 10 matchup. Every weekend there's a top 25 matchup. Hearts will be broken. SEC championships will be crushed. Just in conference play in the SEC. That's what makes college football so great. So we're going to start off with the SEC for the early games. Georgia versus Mizzou. Georgia with the lock. And speaking of locks, have you seen Drew Lock?
No.
I watched some of his play today coming home from work. We had a long trip today. And I was watching some Drew Lock tape, the quarterback from Mizzou. He's got over 1,000 yards passing, 11 touchdowns. I don't think it'll be enough to beat Georgia and their defense. I'm gonna take the dogs 42-21. Take the under on this game here. I'm gonna take the under on this game because Drew Lock is a very good quarterback. He is a senior. Hopefully he'll be able to read that Georgia defense. It'll put some points on the board. I don't know. I got 42-21. Taking the under on that game. Georgia looks good. SEC champions in my eyes.
Right. They're there. I could definitely, Georgia.
Hold on. Who do you got winning the SEC?
The win in the SEC?
The SEC championship. Who wins? Who do you got? I haven't asked you, actually, I don't think.
I mean, if Cleveland were in the SEC, I'd take Cleveland.
If who?
Cleveland. Brown.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Because guess who they want? They want Bama.
Who? Cleveland wants
Bama? Cleveland wants Bama.
Dude, Kirk Ferentz wants Bama. Kirk Ferentz, but I want Bama. Bama. Next year, September 5th or 6th, Saturday, Bama,
okay,
Iowa.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Mount Pleasant.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Damn it.
Playing to the neutral.
All right.
No, fuck that. That's too close to Bama.
Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
No.
Damn it.
Soldier Field.
All right.
Let's take them. Deal. Hawkeyes ain't played in Soldier Field for a while. I actually think the last time the Hawkeyes played in Soldier Field, they lost to Northern Illinois. Led by a very good Jordan Lynch.
Jordan Lynch, the bald head.
Dude, he was
running quarterback.
He looked like he was
40. Got drafted to Chicago.
Did he really?
And then, yeah, he was like the fifth string running back. He switched over to running back, fifth string.
What?
And got cut off the practice squad. True story.
What are we doing now? Probably sells insurance.
I don't know. Maybe rub his bald head or you get some good luck.
I doubt it.
Bald.
Chicago's going to need some good luck. Eight Notre Dame versus Wake Forest. Can Wake drown Notre Dame? Maybe. Probably not. 28-17 Notre Dame.
That's fair. Notre Dame's taking it. I don't see what's the reason
Wake Forest is taking it. Notre Dame, they've got two more. They play against two more ranked teams. Other than that, they don't play against anybody.
Damn it. Notre Dame's been overrated every goddamn year.
Notre Dame's overrated every year. Thank you. Please, come at me if you think Notre Dame is not overrated. Ever.
But in this circumstance, there's no reason why Wake Forest will win this game.
No,
but
Wake Forest, they're not going to win this game. I don't know if I had the over or the under on this. I don't remember what it was.
You know, I'm not too good at over-unders.
I took the spread on this. I took the spread with whatever. I took that. Notre Dame's going to win that game, unfortunately. Nebraska at 19 Michigan. And speaking of Nebraska, we might have a very special guest on Sunday.
Jesus.
I'm not going to say anything. But we might have a special guest on Sunday. But Nebraska plays at 19 Michigan. I think the over-under on this game was 50.5. But I had already written down 50-0 Michigan before I even saw it.
Jesus.
I think Scott Frost's system continues to fail with his run first freshman quarterback who I tried to watch some game film, but it was just so goddamn bad. I couldn't handle it. So Scott Frost continues to lose, and they'll lose in the Big House. Michigan is a good team.
They're a solid team.
Is Michigan better than
Michigan State? Michigan is not a legit team. Yes, they're better than Michigan State, but they're not a legit team.
You don't think they can contend in the Big Ten East?
I don't think Michigan's that legit, but I want to say something.
Is Michigan better than Penn State?
No. I don't think so. I want to say that this Nebraska-Michigan game, I'm going to go out on a limb, is going to be a close one.
You're going to call it a close one.
It's going to be a close one.
I hate Nebraska, so I call it 50-0.
I hate both of them.
Well, I don't know. We're going to see.
Okay,
so here we go. Boston College versus Purdue. I told you it was upset weekend. Mm. You guys are going to be... I got Purdue upsetting Boston College in West Lafayette. Whew. Did you know that Purdue's in Indiana?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't think there's a lot of people that know that. Hmm. Yeah, do you know who else went to Purdue as a quarterback?
Damn it. Oh, Blake Bortles. That's not who you were going to say? That he went to UCF. Damn it. I always get those two
mixed up.
I always get those two mixed up because same colors. Anyway, who is it?
I can't remember now, but somebody in the NFL would play for Purdue.
Damn it.
But Mr. Blow over there in Purdue, he had a good game last week against, I don't know, but Purdue has lost their last three games by a total of 8 points.
Damn.
And I'm probably wrong on this.
Defense.
But if there's an upset in West Lafayette, and I think that Purdue beats number 23 ranked Boston College.
That Purdue quarterback is legit. I'm picking Purdue over Boston.
BC's got a good running back, good wide receivers.
They've always had a good running back. Remember a couple years ago they had that powerhouse?
Last year when they fucking lost
Giants drafted him.
Nobody went to because it was New York City and it was like -10 degrees.
Yeah.
Great. Good job.
Awesome.
Let's go back to the Rose Bowl this year, right?
Yeah.
Against
Stanford.
They don't have Christian McCaffrey this year, so I think whatever.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We'll get to Stanford later. Texas A&M versus Bama.
Mm.
Tua.
Ragatoni. Yeah.
Ragatoni.
Yep.
Ragatoni.
That's his, yep.
It's good.
He's just under
900 yards.
Damn good.
I think Ragatoni, they'll lead. I think Bama's honest. I think Bama's got such a good offense. They have a good offense every year because if you're the best kid in the nation, where do you want to go?
to a winning team?
You want to go to Miami of Ohio? No. You want to go to Alabama play for Nick Saban. So I think Alabama has one of the best teams they've had in a long time. And I hate to say that because I'm so sick of Bama. But take the over on this game. I think that's going to be a shootout in Tuscaloosa. I think that this will be a shoot. I don't know what the over under was, but I think it was something close to 60. Take the over on this game. It's going to be a shootout in Tuscaloosa.
Wow. Okay.
In the afternoon games, Clemson versus Georgia Tech. Clemson wins.
Yep.
But you know what? It's one more week until Clemson plays Syracuse. Syracuse does play in Clemson. And I don't know who's Cuse play this weekend.
I don't know. Oh, UConn. My bad.
Okay, so great. Clemson will be undefeated. Syracuse will be undefeated. The game will be in Clemson, and I'm gonna put money down. I'm gonna put money down that Cuse wins.
I'm not.
I'm calling it.
All right.
I don't think Clemson's that good. I know Scott Sams. He can hold me to it. Clemson is not a top four team. He is not. They're not a top four team. I don't think they are. The ACC is fucking trash. if Cuse beats Clemson, Clemson will be in the top 25. Cuse will be in top 25.
Right, right.
I think that Syracuse can be a good team.
For sure. If they're legitimate enough to beat Clemson.
I think they can. Their offense lags a little bit. Their defense is – they're three and –
They're working. If they can stay healthy, they're working.
I do not – and I'll stand by it. I do not think Clemson is a top four team.
I don't know about top four. I agree with you on that. I don't know about top four. That's a little bit much for Clemson, especially since the ACC is weak. Ever since Jameis Winston left, the ACC just went downhill.
Well, Jameis Winston is easier than that. He'll never start again.
For Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
That was a big debate. They don't know because – oh, Fitzy.
Throw a fit over Fitzy because he's got the start for the rest of the
year. It only makes sense to start Fitzy the rest of the year with being the best quarterback in the league right now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, crap, but, man.
But Jameis is the future of that squad, is what everyone's saying.
In Florida, but he's not because he's goofy.
He shouldn't. He now just got pressed another charge on him for groping an Uber driver back in 2015.
Who hasn't groped an Uber driver? I haven't. I've only took Uber a handful of times, and they've tried to grope me.
Oh.
Seriously.
You gave him a 1 out of 5 star?
They did. It was the middle of a blizzard, and he put his hand on my thigh. But that was because I think he was drunk, and we were turning in oncoming traffic. That's another story. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next one. Penn State versus Illinois. It's the Trace McSorley game. Take the over on 60 points because I think Penn State will put up just about that much in Illinois. Again,
Penn State's going to walk all over them. It's just what happens, sadly.
So, on to the – I got all my notes here. Ohio State, I think, is the only team in the Big Ten that does not play in the conference this weekend. They play against Tulane. Tulane Wave.
Well, over under on 60 there probably.
I don't remember. Look it up quick if you want to, but I do not remember the over under on this. But where the rest of the Big Ten plays conference games, you get a should have been fired from Ohio State Urban Meyer back against the shit team. Get out of my face, B. On to the next.
Yeah.
12 West Virginia versus K State. Remember that kid from Meepo that played there at Kansas State?
Oh, at K-State? State? Yeah, yeah.
Who was that kid?
Jesus, I don't know.
I don't remember either.
He's a nobody.
Grier and company dominate.
Jesus.
Will's got a 93% QBR rating for old Willie Hilly out there in the Mountaineer country. So
West Virginia's walking on. Will Grier, Heisman front runner, no reason.
I put from Georgia pretty high at the beginning of this. I'm going to move him down. Fromm has about 600 yards less than Greer does. The difference is Georgia's in the SEC and West Virginia's in the Big 12.
Oof.
So in the Heisman, the SEC boners go off.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the SEC. Why does he deserve to be here?
Big facts.
It is.
Big facts.
Big facts. Cougars heavy for the boys over here.
Who's heavy for the men?
Virginia Tech versus Old Dominion. Old Dom. Remember Old Dom? Dom. Like Old Dom. Old Dom from like the first Fast and Furious.
Oh.
Like before they all suck. Fast and Furious movies suck.
I love them.
All of them?
Every single last one of them.
Like, even, like, the one where it was this bolt, like, the 18-mile-long runway?
Yep.
Dude, those suck.
Every single last one.
I don't like them. Dom plays hooky, and the hookies take the W.
I'm going with old Dom. Screw it. Give me old Dom.
You can't take Old Dominion on this.
All right.
Are they an FCS? They're an FCS school.
I don't know. I'm taking old Dom. I don't even know who they are.
You write that down. Old Dominion.
Old Dominion. I know it's Old Dominion. I don't know a single player on that roster.
I think they're on the East Coast.
All right.
They're out there on the East Coast. I think they're FCS.
I'll take them.
Oh, the Hokies take the W. Miami versus Florida International University. The turnover gang gets a W at home. I don't see why Miami should lose.
Who the hell's their opponent now? Who?
Florida International University, the Cougars, I think.
Oh, yeah, they were the worst team in, like, NCAA 14, I think. So, yeah, definitely got to go with Miami.
I can't say it because we're going to talk about it on Sunday.
All right.
We're going to talk about the least played teams in the NCAA.
Ooh,
least played teams.
Brown Bears. Do you remember the Brown Bears in the early NCAA games? I would always play as them just to, like, kill Alabama.
Now, did they go all the way to F ratings on NCAA games?
They did. All Fs. 60 overall. The worst team for like 4 years straight.
That's awesome. So, you know, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. FIU ain't got no gang. The dude got a 10-pound gold chain.
Shit.
You like that?
Yeah.
What's your language, dude?
Oh,
you are.
This
not
is a PG.
Not
I'm not 18. Not Mom, adult. If you're listening, I'm sorry.
And yeah, and you know where you also can't cuss? BYU.
Oh.
Brigham Young University.
Yep.
Out there in Utah. So BYU, they're an independent. So they play McNeese State, or is McNeese? Is that a real place? I don't even know where it is.
I don't know.
The BYU is outscoring opponents. Like by 37 to 38 points.
Jeez.
In the second half.
Their offense is always so underrated every year. They always got that good quarterback.
If BYU, depending on who wins and loses before them, I think BYU, even if they do win, depending on everybody, I don't think they might move up to 24. They'll have to move to 24 because Iowa will win and they'll go up to 25. But we'll get to that in a minute. So here's my other upset. 17 TCU comes into Texas. Hold on to your asses, Texas.
Comes into Longhorns Texas.
Win by a touchdown.
TCU is in Texas, big
That's
fella.
Fine. Well, yeah, okay, they are. So wherever Texas Christian's at, wherever they go to play, wherever Texas, Austin.
That's where TCU is at?
No. I think Texas University is in Austin, isn't it?
Sure, we'll go with that.
You were supposed to know.
That sounds right. It sounds right.
It's fine. Texas wins at home against a 17th ranked TCU team. They drop two in a row.
Wow. TCU's taking that game, 100%, no doubt. But know this.
TCU does have a good offense, but I think
Texas
on a roll.
Got new $10 million locker room. Got a new $10 million
Dude,
locker
room.
That
was room. A long time ago.
Was it really? Because I just watched a YouTube video on it.
Too,
thought it was
a
like,
long time
damn
ago.
It.
They got a sweet locker
thought
room.
Thought I knew what there's I was talking about. Oh, it's beautiful.
They got a good locker room. Texas has a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams have a lot of history, but Texas has a lot of history. And I think they're on a roll. Texas is going to come back. They're going to make a name for themselves this year. They won't make the BCS because they won't beat Oklahoma.
Right. No.
And eventually they'll have to play Oklahoma State. I think those are both two losses. We'll see where Texas is at by then. Don't hold me to any of those because it's not time yet. But speak of Oklahoma, number 5-ranked Oklahoma plays Army for whatever reason. They've got the largest spread of the day with 31 or 31.5. Oklahoma 51, Army 7.
I'm going to say Oklahoma.
Take the under for that game.
Okay.
Take the under for that game. I don't know.
Oklahoma 62, Army 0.
No.
Yes.
No.
Nope.
United States Army. They're going to score.
Oh. Sorry.
Back to back World War champs. So, back page. LSU versus Louisiana Tech. Go Tigers, or, you know, but in French, because the French quota down there, whatever.
Yeah.
I had a really tough time with Mississippi State versus Kentucky. Both are 3-0, and I want to call an upset here, But is it the year of the Wildcat down there in the SEC? Does Kentucky somehow turn their program around?
Nope. Mississippi State.
Beat Florida for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care about Kentucky unless it's basketball. Mississippi State's taking it.
I think Mississippi State takes it by a hair.
By a hair. I could see that. I definitely see that. One. Kentucky has momentum. Why not?
They do. They're 3-0, and I think Mississippi State plays in Kentucky. So, you're the Wildcat. I don't know. I almost wanted to call this one, but I'm not. Mississippi State takes that by a hair. Texas Tech versus Ohio State at home. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take Texas Tech with the upset. Take the over. It's going to be a mayonnaise midget mash fest down in Stillwater. I'm telling you.
Wow. I don't know what that contraption, what is that a word?
Texas Tech is always, they're an air raid. Remember when you played at NCAA, if you ever played as Texas Tech, like you got to pick offenses. Their first option for offense was the air raid.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it this year.
Yeah.
The quarterback, I don't remember his name, he's having a great year.
I love Texas Tech's offense every single year, dude.
They do great, and they're going to compete in the Big 12. I think the Big 12, a lot of people say all offense, no defense. It's probably still true.
Yeah.
But with the Big 12, there's going to be – there'll be always be a shootout. So I'm going to take the upset, Texas Tech over Oklahoma State.
It's a battle of the offenses. Urban Meyer comes back this week. So, my bad. But Ohio State's taking it this week.
We already talked about that. They play Tulane. Tulane.
I thought you just said Ohio State.
No, Oklahoma. Oh, it's supposed to be okay, but that looks like an
A. Oh, you said Ohio State. You got me all confused. Jesus, like Murphy.
That does look like an A.
Oh, okay. Oklahoma State it is who you're talking
Oklahoma
about.
Oklahoma State.
Okay, but still another high-powered offense. Oklahoma State, Texas Tech. Jesus, Murphy. So, two high-powered offenses. This is going to be a good one. It'll be a good one. Texas Tech, sure. I'll take Texas Tech. Yeah, okay. But that's going to be like a 62-61 kind of game.
Yeah. It's going to be mayonnaise midget math fest down there in Stillwater. I'm calling it Texas Tech with the upset. 9 Auburn versus the team formerly coached by Brett Dilema. Remember him?
Nope.
Who was the coach of Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Arkansas?
Wisconsin.
Did not do good. So, I'm going with Auburn, Rock Chalk, War Eagle, or
a what?
Something like that. I'm not sure. Okay, big game.
Wait, did you just say Auburn versus Wisconsin this week?
No, I said Auburn versus
Arkansas. My bad. You're messing me all up with these teams. I'm sorry.
You're not listening.
Jesus.
And I'm pretty buzzed. I came home. I went home right from work, and I cracked 3 or 4 beers at a time. Okay? Here we go. Late game. The game that not a lot of people can stay out for because it's the West Coast. Number 7 Stanford versus number 20 Oregon at Oregon. This is going to be the West Coast shakeup, guys, and I'm calling it. This is upset weekend. Oregon by a field goal.
Give it to them. I'll take Oregon. I don't understand why Bryce Love can't be a Heisman candidate anymore. What's his problem?
We didn't play last week.
Did he?
Undisclosed injury.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But still. If he comes back, he better show out. Oregon defense has never been good. Their offense has always been pretty damn good.
So, I've got another upset. There's a lot of big upsets here, guys. And you guys may or may not be happy. I don't know. You guys might have turned the show off right now. I don't have headphones, so I can't hear what I sound like. We got to fix that on Sunday. We got to do the headphone thing.
Headphone thing on Sunday.
We're going to move up. Big things.
Yep.
Big things are coming.
Big things.
Some of you guys know. There may or may not be a former Iowa Hawkeye wide receiver.
Holy mackerel.
Coming onto the show. I don't want to say any names yet. Some of you guys know. We're working it out. We're getting schedules together. We're going to see what happens. I'd like to have him on in the show in 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking first weekend of October, we're going to have a huge guest. I am stoked. Super stoked. So finally, with the last game, Iowa versus Wisconsin.
Jesus.
You guys, this is Kinnick under the lights.
And holy.
Magic happens at Kinnick under the lights against top-rated teams. And I think the Hawks pull it off again. I know the Hawks are going to pull it off again. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tomorrow night. I'm honest with you, dude. I am so worked up over this game. I wish that I could be there. I will not be there. Hopefully be tailgating. I'm not sure. But the Hawks are going to take this game. And they're going to take it 30-17. And here's the reason why. Here is the hefty reason why. Talk about whatever you want. Jonathan Taylor is a hell of a running back. The entire nation knows it. He'll be up there for Heisman at the end of the year if he keeps up and stays healthy. But here's the difference between Iowa and Wisconsin. Iowa's run defense, they're averaging 42 yards a game on defense.
Ooh.
Okay. Wisconsin is averaging right about 130, 128, something like that.
Okay.
We know they have Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks have what will be a very healthy Torin Young, a very healthy Mekhi Sargent, who Sargent came out and showed what he can do last week.
Right.
Iowa wins 30-17.
Okay.
Boom. 30-17, Iowa wins.
I would not be a Hawkeye fan if I said that they are not taking this W this weekend. So, obviously, I'm picking the Hawks. I'm going to say 26-24, Iowa.
And that's okay. This game will determine, I think, who goes to Indianapolis in December.
Think so.
Because, listen, if Iowa loses by some shithole chance, Wisconsin has to lose to probably – they're going to have to lose to Minnesota. They're going to have to lose to Penn State. The tables turn immensely against the Hawkeyes if Iowa does not beat Wisconsin this weekend. A lot of shit has to fall into play for Iowa to make it back into the running to go to the Big Ten Championship if they lose this weekend. This is it. This is the Hawkeyes game this weekend.
This is their chance.
This is the road to Indianapolis. Is this weekend, 7:30 at Kinnick, under the lights, with 70,000 screaming fans who are the best student section. One of the best places to play.
They're now, football. I think we said this on the last podcast, they're now on the watch for Taco Bell student section of the year.
I saw something number one.
Oh.
Kinnick under the lights. Oh. I've seen Kinnick under the lights two times. Minnesota and Michigan. I was there for the Michigan game, and I'll be honest. Beathard, he threw that pick with about 2 or 3 minutes left in the fourth, and I was deflated. I had a headache. I was screaming my ass off. There was a drunk dude behind me drinking Jack out of a Ziploc bag. I was ready to go. I said, "You guys want to go?" I'll admit it. I wanted to go. I was defeated. I was a bad fan. They said, "No, we're going to stay. The defense has been good." The defense was good. We got the ball back, and we drove down the field and kicked the field goal, and we beat Michigan in Kinnick. And I had tears coming out of my eyes. I swear, it's the most magical thing ever, being at Kinnick already, just being there, no matter what time the game is. But under the lights, with the screaming fans and
– Against the top team.
And this year with the Hawkeye wave –
oh, man.
It's so big. Wisconsin comes off a loss. I know they're going to be angry. I know they're going to want to win. But the Hawkeyes' defense stands true. And the D has a hell of a day. If Wisconsin gets the ball at kickoff, which I think the Hawks have been getting the ball at kick at in the first half.
Yep. And that might be why we're a second-half team.
That's fine. So let's say I think the Hawks will get the ball first half. They'll drive down the field. And I think that they're gonna have a great drive and they'll score.
First drive right out the gate.
Wisconsin will get the ball. They'll drive down the field. And I think they'll get a field goal. Okay.
Sure.
And that's gonna set the tone. I think it'll be not a slow first half, but a very, very give and take first half.
Be steady.
It will be. The second half will open up.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the Hawkeyes do, like they did last year in the fourth quarter, like they're doing this year in the second half. The Hawks will come away and they're going to win 30-17. And I think AJ Epenesa gets another strip sack. He's going to pick that ball up and he's going to run it into the end zone. And that'll be the 30-17.
Lord right have there. Mercy. Yes, please. Yes.
I think Wisconsin will try to drive, make the last two, three, last couple minutes of the fourth quarter. Epines will get a strip sack, and he'll run it in for 10, 15 yards. And I think he'll get himself a touchdown on defense this weekend. 30-17, Iowa. I cannot wait to watch this game. I am super excited. I have goosebumps on all over my body right now. I can't wait.
It's going to be great. So many emotions are going to be running through my entire body.
Well, yeah, you better, because you'll be with me, and I'll probably be punching you. I won't do that, though. I mean, you are my nephew. Pretty much.
It's all right. It's all right. You know. Don't call the police. It's all in good fun.
Say, I might trash and I'm in trouble. No, so there's the picks this week. Last week I went 16-6. I'm going to try and keep track this weekend. We were going to pick some games that weren't big games, but I didn't get into it. So those are your picks for this week. I need burning questions. We need burning questions for Sunday.
True.
Because you're going to get your ass kicked on Sunday.
No.
Yeah.
George, if you're listening, it's coming. Heat's coming, George.
It's going to be a poor man, Skip Bayless versus Stephen A. Smith on Sunday. And I cannot. I'm just going to let y'all go. I'm just going to let y'all have it. And it'll probably be more NFL, because apparently you've been very disrespectful.
No.
People?
No disrespect whatsoever.
No, I know.
Just that, more you know, respect
I know
towards
you,
one.
I know that your family.
Mm-hmm.
But George is gonna come at you.
Mm-hmm. He is. Sure.
Oh yeah, Sunday's gonna be a good show. I hope you guys tune in. But yes, we do need burning questions, so send them in, and make sure you stay tuned for Sunday's episode. That's all I got.
It'll be great. More greatness yet to come. Every week is a better week.
You guys, we're building. We are building here. I get a lot of – there's a lot of people out there that reply to the show and they love it. There's a lot of people out there that suggest other things. We may not be right all the time with what we say, with numbers and kids and years. And we know that these are college kids that are going out there in front of 70, 80,000 fans. We want nothing for the best for all of them. But here on the show, we're having a good time.
Right. It's all in good fun.
I want to have a good time.
Yeah.
I love football, and I love the talk. I love comedy, and I can do all that right here. So I'm excited. You guys have been great. Mark, you've been great.
Thank you.
We'll see
it's fun, guys. It's fun watching Colin grow. He's grown every week. Some of you probably notice in the tone of his voice. It's fun, and this is awesome. Yeah, just laid back, having a good time.
I got my big boy voice back.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So that's it for Lucky's Locks. We'll see you guys on Sunday evening.
Peace.
Deuces.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.